Oh, good morning. 9:44 a.m. on Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. Here on the, it's mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. 30 something, maybe 37, maybe 34, mid 30s. It's chilly. It's chilly. It's that cold. I got on all the clothes this morning. Double fleece, parka. My hoodie's up. Had to get up early. To get out early to get the spousal unit off to a doctor's appointment, which turned out to be for tomorrow. So, with any luck, I'll be walking outside tomorrow as well. Tunes this morning were Kate Bush walking up, running up that hill, walking up that hill, yeah, right, running up that hill. Got through the first track and a half, two tracks. Started out listening to the tail end of Weird Science on Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. Contrails up there. It's a lot of high thin clouds. It's, I say, mostly blue sky. There's clouds everywhere. They're mostly, well, I'm pretty sure they're all stratus clouds of one flavor or another. I think they're all cirrostratus. I'm not a weatherman, so don't quote me. I don't, I'm only halfway cognizant of clouds, etc. While I, like Joni Mitchell, might have looked from at clouds from both sides now, I still don't know what the hell they're called. Anyway, let's see, what else? What else? What else? Still playing Satisfactory. The factory is growing quite nicely. I realized that I'm running out of iron products because I made the cardinal error of tagging my storage to build from. I'm in the late game. I'm in like the last gasps of phase 8, getting ready for phase 9. And yeah, no, there's stuff I need to do. I need to build a new iron facility, a new steel facility. I need to build some parts. Some station parts. And the next round of station parts is going to be even worse. I really want to get in and try to do a little bit of nuclear power. But I'm having trouble with transportation. I'm having a lot of trouble with the logistics of getting the stuff I need from here over to there, particularly when it comes to aluminum. like, I need to go to the swamp. Because there's a lot of aluminum out there. There's a lot of water. If I do, I have the potential to do some alt recipes to make aluminum ingots. I'll need to find a source of copper. I got a lot of oil. Wonder if I can turn the oil into petroleum coke and use that for fuel. Right now, I'm running my whole factory pretty much off from one very small oil patch. And turning all of that fuel from that one little patch into turbo fuel. And then I've run out of sulfur. I've run out of coal nearby. I could pump some more coal in, but I need sulfur to make more turbo fuel. I need a lot more sulfur. And I don't have it. Which is like, all right, this is the same problem I have everywhere. How do I get coal and sulfur together and then get the compacted coal where I need it to make turbo fuel? Logistics. I had to get my drones flying. The drones are doing good work, and they're moving stuff faster than I can build it, which is one of the problems that I ran into. So I have to figure out a new way to deal with this. It was going through rubber like crazy. So I changed my plastic production over to rubber. Some of it anyway. I have a whole factory just dedicated to plastic. I need to look at, there's a recycled plastic and a recycled rubber recipe. I need to look at that. Because I have a suspicion that would give me all the rubber and all the plastic I would ever need. I need to look at it. And it's fun. Solving these logistical problems are why I love these games. It's like, okay, how do I do this? And in this case, it's like, how do I do this better? I'm looking at Total Eclipse's factories and marveling at his polished floors and neat array of machinery, all of his logistics happening underneath. I've learned that the 1 meter foundations caused some problems with adjusting to height. Which is probably why I need to look at my real beds. Anyway. Snort, sniff, snort. I got an achievement yesterday for finding 150 Mercer spheres. Woohoo! I need to do this one to visit all 4 starting. locations, regions. And I thought I had done at least three, and according to the game, I've only done two. So I'm going to push into the desert and then into the northern forest today and see if I can't pick that one off. And I want to look at the desert, because the desert is supposed to be a good place to build big factories. And building a legitimate iron, copper, steel storage facility. Maybe even moving my hub up there. This might be a good idea. Anyway, yeah, a game. Hi, I'm playing a game. Sorry about that. Every once in a while, I remember Shapes 2. I haven't been back to Shapes 2 in I don't know how long. It is a fun game. I have this factory that I need to pay attention to. Yeah. Chat filled. Resetting the Apocalypse. Volume 3. I'm eating it up. It's hard to put the book down after my meal is over. I went to bed early. The other night. I mean, like, really early, like 7:30. So that I could just go to bed and read for a while. It was great. It was great. Coming up on a get ready. Stay with me. Monkfish. My wife makes fun of me, as one does and should expect to be going to bed at 7:30. I keep telling her, when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up so I could stay up as late as I wanted. Now that I've grown up, I'm staying up as long as I want. Happens to be 7:30, 8 o'clock. Hey. I'm a grown up. I can go to bed when I want. There's a lot of flashing blue lights down here. And what this is all about. Broke down garbage truck. Some sort of city service vehicle. I don't see any flashing reds. Doesn't mean they're not there. It just means that there's so much bright light flashing I can't see clearly. And it's like a quarter of a mile away. So, yeah, it's a bit. My Mark 1 eyeball resolution is not quite up to it this morning. I guess it's a Mark II eyeball because of the replaced lens now. Greatly improved. But yeah, Resetting the Apocalypse. Lit RPG. What happens when some high-level players from the end game come back with all of their skills and knowledge for what is about to happen to the period at the very beginning of the apocalypse. What does that look like? It's pretty interesting. It's pretty engaging. The sun is pretty warm. I gotta undo my outer fleece. Building up a little heat inside. Morning. That's my time look like this morning. Oh yeah, that's a city vehicle. 20 minutes, 21 minutes a mile. That's not too bad. 2.5 miles an hour is 24 minutes a mile. 20, yeah. 48 minutes to do. At 2.5 miles an hour on the treadmill, it takes 48 minutes to do 2 miles. So 24 minutes a mile is 2.5 miles an hour. I'm just under that, which isn't bad. Isn't bad. I got the, I don't know if I mentioned it the other day, but I did get my proofs. And it's a good thing I got them because the very first page has a margin problem. The very first page, it did not hyphenate correctly. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, what is this guy doing? It's some sort of road cleanup maintenance. I don't know if he's filling in potholes. It's all yellow and blue lights flashing. There's no red in it. Using the truck to tamp down the patch. Morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good, you?
Not
bad. Yep. Filling in a little divots and potholes. I left a bunch of them back here. What the hell? This intersection is so torn up. I hear geese. There they are. There's some plane right overhead. Sounds like. There they are. Hidden by the sun. Walking up beside the park here. Geese moving. Oh, here comes a big flight. I thought he was going to go on his own. He changed his mind at the last minute. Flying hard to catch up. That's me. flying hard to catch up. So yeah, anyway, I gotta do some work on the cat. I got a nice batch of typo reports from people sitting in my inbox. I gotta get this loaded up and uploaded. The problem is I've got all kinds of, I want to reset the DRM flags so that people can download as EPUBs. But if I do that, then it screws up all the categories. I did that for The Wizard's Butler, and it completely screwed up my position in the urban fantasy list, which may or may not be an issue. I really don't know. They've put urban and paranormal together into one category. That may be the new search. I don't know. It's like, Both books, the Butler and the Cat, are both in the top 500 now. They've fallen off a little bit, but anything above 1,000 is really good. So I'm not going to complain. Tanis Fairport has moved up quite a lot. I'm surprised. I guess I'm not surprised. The fantasy bleed over to Tanis Fairport has been pretty substantial. Was the number 3 high seller for me for last month, which is really good given that Tanis has had a struggle trying to find an audience. I think it's too bad because I really like those books. I think they do a good job. Despite the fact that I wrote Ravenwood before I really knew what I was doing, assuming I do now. But back in the day, that was what? The 4th book I wrote? Is that NaNoWriMo 2007? I think so. Yeah, pretty sure. No, that was South Coast. It was 2009. Oh, anyway. Where the hell did I put the phone? Here it is. Because I'm at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.